Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. We are thrilled to be concluding Sefer Tehillim Mazel Tov. Join us on July 5th and 6th for Tehillim-related programs to mark the remarkable accomplishment, 150 prakim. Mazel Tov. Please sign up at ou.org/women/siyum. ou.org/women/siyum. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying the final perek in Tehillim, Mizmar Kuf Nun 150. This is not the last one that was written chronologically, but it is placed as the grand finale, and we will see why. This song is all about Hallel. The Shorish of Hallel, of praise, is used 13 times in this song, says the Radak, which correlates to the 13 Midos Harachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy of God. Hallelu Kel B'Kadsho, praise Hashem in his holy abode. What is this holy abode? The Mitzvot David, and the Radak explain, it's the Olam HaMalachim, it's the world of the angels. It's the most elevated heavenly world that we can't even imagine seeing. Halleluhu Birkia Uzo, praise his strength in the firmament. The firmament is the next level of heaven that we see with the solar system, with the stars. And so praise the strength of Hashem that we can see in the heavens. And we're either talking to the heavens and the angels themselves, or we're talking to us to praise because of what we see or what we don't even see in the heavens. Pasuk Beis, Hallelu Bigvurosav, praise him for his strong acts. Rav Hirsch explains that the strong acts, Bigvurosav, represents when we see Hashem's Gevura, Hashem's din, the way that Hashem interacts with us in a way that might seem harsh. And Hallelu Bikarov Gudlo, praise him for his abundant greatness, which Rav Hirsch explains here is referring to his Midas Harachamim, when we see God's mercy so clearly, whatever is going on, whether we see it as din and harsh, or whether we see it as mercy, we should praise God. And how do we praise God? Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3 continues. Hallelu b'seik ha-shofar. Praise him with the blowing of the shofar. And the shofar is a powerful instrument. There's no melody. It just awakens you and even frightens you to move ahead or to listen. Hallelu b'nevel v'chinor. Praise Hashem with the lyre and the harp. And the nevel, this lyre, is a beautiful an instrument that produces a beautiful sound. So praise Hashem with beautiful melodies, which is what you can hear from the harp and the lyre. Notice the contrasting sounds coming in this pasuk of the shofar and the beautiful sounds and melodies of the nevel and the chinor. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Hallelu b'sofu machol, praise him with drums and dancing. Physically move with your praise. And Rabbi Hirsch explains, the tof and machol are a public manifestation and unity with others. And we know when someone plays a drum and we hear it, there is no way not to walk in the beat of the drum unless we're so unmusical or so musical that we can work against that beat. The dancing and the drums moves us and brings others to move along with us to praise Hashem. Hallelu b'minim v'ugav, praise him with a stringed instrument and the flute. And Rav Hirsch explains here, it's a quieter rejoicing of the individual. It could even be more meditative kind of music. So again, notice the contrast here. Pasuk Hey, Hallelu b'tzilzilei shama, praise him with sounding cymbals. Hallelu b'tzilzilei sruah, praise him with a trumpet, with trumpets. The Mitzvot David explains Teruah as trumpets, as chatzotzros, and Rav Hirsch explains that Teruah is another kind of cymbal, and the Shilte Giborim explains it's like the castanet, so it's a quieter cymbals as opposed to the loud cymbals of B'tzotzeleh Shama at the beginning. Now, why are so many instruments mentioned? It sounds like a great advertisement for a music store to buy instruments. And is this what the pasuk is telling us to do, to go out and buy these instruments and then learn how to play them? Obviously not. But the instruments here represent the high and low points in our lives. the calm and turbulent moments, the joys and the sadnesses in our life, all provide us with instruments to serve Hashem. And there is an instrument that we can serve Hashem during all these different times in our lives. Everyone goes through ups and downs, and everything can be an opportunity to praise Hashem. And now we get to the climax of all of Tehillim, the very last pasuk. Kol haneshama tehallel ka. Let all souls praise Hashem. Technically, let me translate it again. Kol haneshama, all of the soul, should praise God. How do we understand this pasuk? What does it mean, all of the soul? Or if it means all souls should praise Hashem, then why doesn't it say kol haneshamos tehallelu ka? All of the souls should praise God. As Mitzvah David says, this pasuk means all those with souls should praise Hashem. Kol mi sheyesh lo neshama, whoever has a soul should praise Hashem. The Radak explains this a little bit differently, but he says the greatest of praises is the praise the neshama gives to Hashem. My true self is my neshama. And that's really what Tehillim is about. It's not about the trees praising Hashem, and it's not even about the enemies praising Hashem. What it's really about is all of my soul, my whole self, should be praising Hashem. And the Zohar explains, again on the same lines, that when we say kol haneshama, it's all of who we are. And that's really what Tehillim is about. It's about, the goal of Tehillim is to praise God, not just with our lips, with our words, but to infuse it into our essence. And that's really what our neshama is. Our neshama is our essence. It's the part of us that we don't see, that we feel inside. And our feelings, our essence, should be praising God, not just our mouths. The Malbim looks at this pasuk, kol haneshama tehallel ka, in a different way. Based on the Shochar Tov and other midrashim as well, the word neshama is related to the word nishima, meaning breath. Why is it related to the word breath? Because when we were created, when man was created, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chaim, Hashem breathed into man, into his nostrils, the breath of life. And our rabbis explain that this nishmas chaim, the breath of life, was our neshama. So he relates the word, the Malbim relates the word neshama, which is our soul, to nishima, to breath. Because as we said before, it's God breathing into us, our soul. And therefore, the Malbim translates this as follows, and this is similar to the Medrash Shochar Tov. Al kol neshima v'neshima tehallel ka. For every breath you take, you should praise God. And the Medrash Shochar Tov in Mizmar Samach Beis in 62 tells us something very interesting. He says that with every new breath or with every exhale that we take, the neshama says, thank you very much. I'm ready to go back to the heavens. It was nice being with you. Shalom. And then what happens as a result is Hashem re-breathes in our neshama with every breath. Rav Yitzchak Ginsburg Shlita explains that breathing in, inhaling, is an influx of divine energy. And therefore, every breath that one breathes should have the consciousness of the praise of God who gives us the breath. Not only can we understand it as al kol neshima v'neshima tehallel ka, that for every breath we should take, we should praise Hashem, but Rav Hirsch takes it the next step and says, with every breath we take, we should praise Hashem. Kol haneshama tehallel ka. Think about what he's saying. How do we do that? Because if we're saying this directive, kol haneshama tehallel ka, and we understand it to mean with every breath we take, we should praise Hashem, we have to ask ourselves, are we doing that? So what is hallel that we need to do at every moment with every breath? So based on Rav Hirsch and various other mizmorim, Hallel is reflecting and perceiving Hashem in all aspects of our lives and in all circumstances and events. And when one does that, their decisions are different. We have the courage to do things that we might not have done and take the risks that we might not have done. We have the courage to get up when we fall. We have the courage to do what's right when people around us aren't necessarily doing that. We have the self-control to stop doing what's wrong when we clearly perceive Hashem in all aspects of our lives. Our behavior is different. So what praising Hashem impacts every decision we make. Do we go to sleep? Do we wake up? We can praise Hashem when we're sleeping if that's what we're supposed to be doing at the moment, because we know that that is God's will for us at this moment. So praising Hashem affects our behavior. And it's different for everybody, the praises, because everyone needs to praise Hashem in her own unique way. Therefore, the last pasuk isn't singular. Kol ha-neshama, singular neshama, tehallel, you should praise, also written in singular, ka. So let's review the various discussions on this pasuk that we looked at. There are many that we haven't looked at, but the ones that we have. The concept of taking things to heart, kol ha-neshama, means really taking to heart all these praises, all the words of our mouth, so that we sincerely believe and integrate it into our bodies, that we appreciate every breath that God gives us. And part of Hallel is not just saying thank you, but then reflecting on why Hashem gave you that breath, and then let it affect your behavior so that you can become the best person you can be. In other words, me being the best me and you being the best you is the greatest praise. And kol ha-neshama tehallel ka, each of us individually can praise God with every breath at every moment by being the best we can be. So that is the climax of Tehillim. And that's really the whole purpose of Tehillim. It's to help us actualize ourselves by feeling God so close, by feeling his support, and by feeling our potential greatness. And I want to conclude with a thought from the Vilna Gaon, who translates this pasuk a little bit differently than that's what we've seen, that final pasuk of Tehillim. Kol ha-neshama tehallel ka. And you'll find this perish in his perish on Mishle, on the psukim of Eshes Chayil. And every time I share this perish, and I share this many times, I get as excited as I was the very first time. Because the way that the Vilna Gaon looks at the last pasuk gives us a whole perspective on what Tehillim is about. He says, don't read it as kol ha-neshama tehallel ka, rather read it like this, ka tehallel kol ha-neshama. At the very end of the book of the Tehillim, ka, meaning God, you will praise every soul. God will praise every soul. At the end of Tehillim, the climax of Tehillim, the climax of the book of praising God is that Hashem will praise us, that we are praiseworthy, because our praiseworthiness makes us able to praise God. Hence, when we finish Tehillim, we never finish saying Tehillim. We may finish learning the psukim of Tehillim, but we never finish saying Tehillim, because as soon as we end Tehillim, what's the first thing you do? You go right back and start at the beginning. If you look in many Tehillim, it's actually written in there when people say Tehillim regularly, it says as soon as you finish, start again with Perek Aleph. And what do we say in Perek Aleph? Ashrei ha'ish, praiseworthy is the man. Of course praiseworthy is the man. We just said, ka tehallel kol neshama, that Hashem will praise every soul, because every soul praises God, meaning every soul is praiseworthy, and therefore the soul praises God, and therefore God praises the soul, and we start again on a whole new level of Ashrei Ha'ish, feeling so praiseworthy ourselves and getting ready to use the Tehillim the next time to make us even, or to elevate us even to a higher level of closeness to Hashem. And we're so excited to do so. So mazel tov on everyone's finishing learning Tehillim together. And once again, I want to put in a plug for the summer's elite program. We will continue learning Tehillim on the next level, once again, on a deeper level than we've been doing now. Because you can never finish saying Tehillim, and you can never finish learning Tehillim either. I want to thank everybody. It's been a very gratifying experience for me to share with you these brief shiurim on Book 5 of Tehillim. I'm saying this about a week and a half before you're actually going to hear this, but I want to thank you for your feedback and insights that you've been sharing with me along the way this past month. I want to thank Rebbetzin Schmidman and her staff for all her efforts to bring so much Torah to women all over the world, and thank you for including me, Rebbetzin Schmidman, in your wonderful, wonderful program of Torah at Imecha. May our studying together be Le'iloi Nishmas Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.